Another way of using subconscious influence. This is a technique called pacing and leading. A pace is a truism, something that's true, virtually true. For example, I can say, as you listen to me, as you hear my words, you're thinking yes, yes. So it creates yeses, and you want to create three yeses and then pace them with those yeses and just say something that's true, where they think yes. They don't have to say it out loud. They just simply have to think it. And then you lead them. Leading is to where you want to guide their thoughts or imagination to prime them. So this you can use throughout your conversation and during the presentation of the opportunity. So a pace could be something like, well, we talked about the potential, and that's a pace. Yes, you did. If you did, this is what you say it. So we talked about the business potential or the potential. Yes, they're thinking yes. We talked about your interest in being your own boss. If they said that, then they're thinking yes. And the value of the products or the service. Yes, we talked about that. So they're thinking yes, and they're agreeing in their mind. They don't have to say it out loud. Some may nod yes, or some may say it out loud. However, they don't have to. You just have to say those truisms and guide them to yes. Now after those paces, creates a rhythm. Yes, yes, yes. And this is without using the old school tie downs. You do want to be your own boss, don't you? That's pretty harsh, and some people feel like you're talking down to them. So this is a subtle, elegant way of getting yeses, guiding their imagination and priming them to think about the opportunity in a positive way. So pace, 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 and then you lead them. And a lead could be something like, we talked about the potential, be your own boss, great products and service, and now the lead. And you will realize how this naturally fits your needs and desires. And so that's the lead, where you're leading them to feel a certain way. You will you'll realize how this naturally fits your needs and desires. And the needs and desires could be, again, being their own boss or the income and the lifestyle. Just keep it very vague, or you can be specific. Pace, 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 and you will realize this is an ideal opportunity for you. So you lead them to think about being an ideal opportunity for them. So you want to think about what you want to guide them to think about or imagine, or tie it into something they've already revealed that they want, and you can then put that in there as a lead. Great opportunity, income, be your own boss, and it will allow you to live the lifestyle that you want. Now you're leading them to think about it being the lifestyle that they want. So it creates a yes set to eventually think, yes, this is what I want. I want this as my lifestyle. So this is very subtle and elegant to get more yeses and to continue to prime them to think about the opportunity and for them to feel engaged that it is right for them, ideal for them. It's made for them. Back to that magnetic conversation. They're drawn into it instead of you just hitting them and peppering them with a lot of positive things that they're going to achieve or what the company is all about. It's now how it connects with their needs and desires. Very subtle, very, very effective. And now you want to blend all of those when you get to the opportunity. You now can present the opportunity in a way by blending all these elements and just adding a little of this, a little towards away, a little halo effect, some criteria, procedures or not. As you're going through the opportunity, which you're already good at, you're already talking about the great benefits, adding this into that conversation, into that portion of it, then gives you great magnetic power. And that's what you want. You want to be able to present a solution that's right for them. And once they reveal what, and once you discover what they want, what they need, you now can present it to them in a way, ethically, if what your company and what the company has to offer connects with their needs and wants and desires, then you present it in a way that is as unlocking the combination to where they're open to hearing it, and then they're now magnetic drawn to hearing the message and accepting it in a way that makes sense to them. And so next we're going to talk about presenting the opportunity, but then also after that, there are certain classic objections that we're going to go through some language patterns and some strategies and how to handle those. But after, we'll go through the presenting the opportunity and how to blend some of these techniques into that, so it's a natural conversation to where it will take practice because these are new techniques. However, as you know, as you think about, as you review, they're easy to apply. They're not difficult. It's just a matter of reviewing the modules, getting prepared, practicing. It is like learning a different language, but it's not a complex language. It's just like learning a few different words and techniques that will help you get more yeses and connect with more people, make your job a lot easier, and make the people you're recruiting, making their experience a lot more fulfilling and easy, a lot easier for them to make a decision. So next, presenting the opportunity, and then after that, some objections or how to close them, how to go through that close process, and then some classic objections that you want to be able to be prepared for to get more yeses, recruit more people, and thrive and have fun doing that, to sleep peacefully at night and enjoying having the conversation, because now you have new tools that will help you get more yeses.